Several violent incidents in the Milwaukee school system last year triggered widespread media attention and led to adjustments in policy and personnel assignments. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm says he's dedicated a prosecutor full-time to the schools to review cases and attempt other things.
Part of his strategies is to get right into the high schools themselves and help them develop conflict resolution skills, and working with them in the, you know, through peace circles and a number of other initiatives to try to integrate what we're doing internally with the school with what we want to do outside.
Milwaukee School Superintendent William Andrikopoulos says his district now makes school visitors show identification, sign in, and be escorted around the building.
We're doing that to have a better sense of reliability and predictability in our schools. We're not doing that to be punitive to the community.
Andrikopoulos says the school district is also taking other steps, including running peer mediation programs, some in connection with the NAACP. Student mediator Lance Kane says he thinks he can make a difference.
Like, I believe in the people. I believe in our generation coming up, because there's a lot of people that's not expected to live past 18. A lot of people expect to live past their teens. And I want to grow up to go to college and just show people that we can do this.
Milwaukee school officials say they're still tabulating incident reports for the first month of this year to see if the anti-violence effort is paying off. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.